Spring has sprung and the Easter long weekend has come and gone. That means it's almost time for the vendors at the indoor farmers market to don their sun hats and glasses and return to the great outdoors. In 1 month's time, the market will return outside with the location to be determined based on permit renewal. Aaron Rowe, the chair of the Greater Sudbury Market Association and also the co-owner of Truly Northern Farms, is excited about heading outside in June. That being said, the time indoors has also been record-breaking. There has been increased foot traffic at the market, diversity in clientele and an increased customer base which has resulted in happy vendors, Rowe said. Rowe adds now that Science North has a new exhibit of dinosaurs to view. There are about 1,000 customers visiting the market each weekend in the lobby of the center to check out vendor wares and snacks. That success has resulted in new vendors coming on board, even from other parts of the Northeast region. The market has been building a great reputation with vendors and word has spread outside of Sudbury. We happily represent 100 businesses from all over the North, Rowe said. John Wood of Heather's Fudge in North Bay joined the market last summer for the Outdoor Thursday edition on York Street. We did so well that we decided to make the indoor market in Sudbury a regular stop, he said. Wood said the fudge was created by his mom 24 years ago while she was a practicing nurse at the North Bay Hospital. The batch of fudge she made for colleagues has turned into a family tradition and a business using maple syrup and no preservatives. Another North Bay resident, Steve Brooks, is a co-owner of Mellow Acres Raw, which provides all-natural dog treats and raw pet food at its North Bay location. Brooks said he opened during the pandemic and has already had to expand his space 3 times due to the demand in the region. The indoor market at Science North was created during the pandemic when the Science Center was closed to the public in October 2021. That vision led to almost 65 vendors just before Christmas. There is a great synergy between science and the market. They come right now for the dinosaurs and end up spending money and meeting vendors in the process, she said. Rowe adds that there is always lots of interest but space is limited unfortunately. May 27th is the last official day of the winter market at Science North. The summer market starting date has not been announced but it will run on Thursdays again this summer. Anastasia Ryu is a freelance writer in Greater Sudbury. Let's Eat is made possible by our Community Leaders Program.